Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast, where it's episode 30. It's our movie podcast where we watch crazy, awesomely bad or awesomely awesome movies. Today's movie was awesomely awesome. There are going to be a lot of spoilers if you haven't seen the movie yet. It's called Triple R, we're calling it. It's on Netflix.
It's so good. It's so good. It's the worst awesome movie.
I don't even think it's the worst awesome movie. I just think it's the most awesome, ridiculous, fun, bananas effects, wild, three different movies in one.
It felt like Enter the Fist. Wait, what's that? Kung Pao?
It felt amazing. It felt like you're having your best meal. You're on a roller coaster. You're in love. You're not in love. You're broken up. You're back. I mean, it was everything. You're in a musical. You're at a Broadway show.
It was the most fun I've had watching a movie in a long time.
Same here. And I realize we're going to get a lot of fans watching this show that have no fucking clue who we are, what we do, or why we do it. So you might not get some of the jokes. We have a lot of inside jokes and we have a lot of just ridiculousness. Please keep that in mind if you're just checking us out. And we'd love for you to stay on board if you're just if you're into movies in general, because we have a lot of great movies coming up that we're going to be watching. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the bell. And if you really, really like this show and you want to sit in or watch the movies and then sit in on the podcast as we do them, you can go to patreon.com/Josta and sign up for the all access or executive producer tier. Of course, we do these intros because we want to get back in the algorithmic graces of the gods of the technocracy. And by doing so, it really helps us when you like, subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment, or just share the podcast with a friend, because we'd like to keep doing this movie podcast. It's just a fun side podcast that we do. My main show is called The Josta Show, and that is available on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code Josta, and you will save on your monthly subscription, and you'll get new episodes before they come out. So like Jack Koshik, who sold me the Milwaukee Metal Fest rights, which we're bringing back the fest. We're bringing it back in 2023. He's coming on. Ripper Owens used to be in Judas Priest. Now I'm working on a solo record with him. He's coming on. Dave Davidson from Revocation, Scott Ian from Anthrax. We're going to talk about the tour. We're going to talk about Charlie joining Pantera for a tour. We're going to talk about all the good stuff that's coming up for this Anthrax 40th anniversary. And you could check me out on tour with Anthrax and Black Label Society. You can get your tickets over at anthrax.com. And then if you feel like meeting us backstage or whatever, out in the crowd before the show, before the doors open, you can go to martyrstore.net. That's MARTYRSTORE.net. And we have an ultimate VIP, a premium, and a standard package there. Also, we want to thank fucking good soap. Sorry for the profanity, but listen, this soap is so good that you got to say it's fucking good soap, right?
Yeah. I mean,
they back their name up.
You're not even wrong. That's literally the name of the company. Go Google it.
Yeah, 15 incredible scents, including spearmint, peppermint, ginger and lime, cucumber, melon, and of course, the insanely popular Man Bar, which, you know, while watching this movie, I thought both of these characters probably smell like real men, like legit. The Man Bar.
Legit. Yeah, and what was it? Super Cop and Mountain Man?
Yes, they're both just great. The friendship that is forged in this film, it's just incredible. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the promo code Josta and you're going to get 10% off your order. That's fuckinggoodsoap.com. Also, indiemerchstore.com. If you've seen any of the stuff I'm wearing on stage, like that Suffocation shirt I wore at Upheaval Fest, or that Cannibal Corpse shirt I wore on like half the last tour, that's all available at indiemerchstore.com. Use the promo code Josta10 for all your death metal and heavy metal merchandise and music needs. They got vinyl, they got CDs, they got Carnifex, all the restocked merch for Thyrotus Murder, Carnifex, Cannibal Corpse, and so many more. IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Link is always in the show notes. And we're very happy, very excited to welcome back the Mad Russian Apothecary, supporting the Josta Show once again. And we want to support them. Another great DIY company making great products that are natural. It's made with love. It's not made in a fucking factory by some just miserable person who doesn't like their job, who's like, God, why am I making soap and all these products for these guys? You could be making it for yourself like the Mad Russian, and that's why I want to support them. Go to madrussianapothecary.com. Use the promo code JASTA21. Good deal. Mad Russian Apothecary, we really appreciate you. And give them a follow on Instagram as well, the Mad Russian Apothecary. What else? What else? Oh, patreon.com/Josta, martyrstore.net. I think I plugged it all. Let's get to the movie. You guys have been so nice to listen to this intro and help us pay the bills and keep the lights on. And we loved this movie. So check it out. Howard, Charlie, Brian, and myself, we watched Triple R. Now on to the show. How awesome! How awesome! How awesome is this podcast? What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the How Awesome Is This podcast. I am here with Brian, Charlie, Howard, and a bunch of folks from Patreon who I will shout out in a second. What's going on, guys?
It's just blown away by this movie.
What genre of movie do you want to watch? One with all the genres in one movie.
I don't know how they managed to do that, but they got it all.
They did
in this one.
They got it all in. We're talking about the action epic thriller Triple R, as I like to call it. Which, what was the middle R? What did it stand for? Because I saw Rise and Revolt on the poster, but what was the third?
Resist.
The,
resist. I think
Rise, Resist, Revolt.
Yeah, that makes sense. But if you look on the poster, the guys who are just missing an overcoat to become a cartoon character here. Hold on. They are covering it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Which, by the way, this is how when we do the Jones and Josta album, that's how I want the cover to look. Or
I completely back that.
Or the back cover, Brian, show them the photo I sent you when we do the Jones, or just when we do the graphic for this episode, or the back cover of the album. If we do the Jones Josta album, the photo I sent Brian would be even better if we could locate a scooter or a motorcycle of sorts.
Yes.
I love this is gonna be so many successful memes. Like, just this movie made me so happy. Let me shout out some folks from Patreon.
Really, here we did,
dude. I was smiling throughout
the whole time.
It took me like three one hour sessions to get through it. But let me shout out the folks from Patreon here. We got Brian Underkoffler, Chris Shea, Chad Green, Gary Johnson, Jeremiah Bucher, Dallas Bolin, Andy Wilson, and Samuel Angeli. Anybody who wants to comment on the film when we're getting near the end, if you want to do it off or on mic rather, please let us know so we can, we never force you into having to talk on mic if you don't like talking on mic. But if you want to, if you saw the film and you want to comment on it, feel free at the end. We're going to watch the trailer right now. And let me tell you, before I even clicked on the trailer, I saw 70 something million views. And I was like, oh yes, it's on right now. We're about to be taken into a magical, mystical land of cinema.
I mean, it for $70 million, this movie got its money's worth for sure. Here we go. I got the trailer up.
ఆట్వర వర్మా ఆదిలాబాద్ వచ్చినప్పుడు ఓ చిన్నపిల్లని తీసుకొచ్చారు. మీరు తీసుకొచ్చింది గోండ్ల పిల్లనండి.
సో
what a miscommunication.
రెండు కొమ్ములు ఉంటాయా?
Right in the beginning there.
That was a bad. Yeah, so they basically take this little girl. These British assholes.
The name of the movie should have been Tiger Man in the Bed.
పులిని పట్టుకోవాలంటే
దిస్ సీన్ రైట్
వేటగాడు కావాలి
ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ సీన్స్ ఇన్ సినిమా హిస్టరీ
ఆ పని చేయగలిగేది ఒక్కడే సార్
ఐ రియలీ హాడ్ లైక్ సేవింగ్ ప్రైవేట్ రాయన్ ఐ గాట్ వార్మ్ ఫర్ దీవా షూర్
డూడ్ I don't think I've ever been. Oh, this part,
the most ridiculous
homage to Carl Weathers and Arnold.
I wrote that down too.
I mean, friendship, betrayal, family, different cultures, different religions.
I was double, triple crossed.
Oh, please, let's talk about the Punisher. Oh, wait, we're going to get to it. I'm getting too excited. The trailer's pumping me up. I'm too high. I have a Ray Stevenson Punisher poster right here.
It was the best Punisher movie, by the way.
Oh, by far. Warzone?
When he throws the dude in the glass cruncher, that was fucking awesome.
How have we not watched the Punisher for this?
That was my best. That was my favorite fight scene. It's when he kickstarts the motorcycle.
Dude, so I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to tell you right now that this movie makes Avatar 2 just look like dog shit. They mix kung fu with epic action, thriller, drama, musical.
You know, it was a lot of movies.
Maybe rom-com.
Maybe rom-com throw in there too.
Yeah. It was a lot of movies at a lot of different points, but it was always West Side Story.
Okay. As far as
what?
Let's for those who are planning on watching this film, even though we're going to have a lot of spoilers in this episode, I just have to say the cast, these are such good castings. The main star who we see first, Rom, who's just like, how handsome is this guy? I mean, really, this guy, is he like a supermodel in India? Like, what is his deal? Because he could also act.
Is that Tiger Man or the Fed?
Rom Charan. I think. Look up Rom Charan. It's Charan. I looked him up on Twitter. He's got like, I think 6 million followers. You know, my tweet about this movie is going viral. It's got 2,500 likes.
Yeah,
dude, I woke up and my whole Twitter was exploded. Here, Rom Charan, he was the Fed.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah, he's a handsome fella.
I mean, I was worried watching this with my chick. I was like, I don't need her having like a new crush. She already went through a little phase with Post Malone. I was like, listen, just relax. All right.
He has face tattoos.
The cast is just incredible. Aaliyah Bhatt, Olivia Morris, Ray Stevenson, Allison Duty, Shreya Saran. I mean, the director who, I gotta say, I mean, he knocked this thing out of the park. S.S. Rajamouli.
He's a boat.
He directed one of the biggest budget movies. This is made for 550 million crore. Is that how you say their currency? But it's US 72 million.
Yeah.
And I told Howard and Charlie when I sent them the trailer, or when I sent them the name of the movie, I'm like, yo, they spent all the money on this movie. Like the effects, the CGI. No animals were hurt in this movie.
There were no animals.
Yeah, it's magic. CG.
Dude, I paused that.
It looked good though.
When they
jumped out, when all the animals jumped out, and I like how they didn't make the animals somehow be on Beam's side. because they were still trying to attack him in the chaos. But we'll get to that. So what did you think of the story building and the way they did the arc and the way they did it in parts? I loved the fact that they set it up like, okay, the kidnapping happens. You're so pissed at the Brits, right? The Brits are just assholes.
Every time an English person spoke in this movie, I was very uncomfortable.
Yes. I'm like, what is it?
It's like, come on, dude.
I'm like, yeah,
the Brits were throwing out a lot of comments.
Yeah. This felt like Indian Django.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Like you just instantly hated Ray Stevenson and the wife. And you, and I was like, wait, did they have that good of plastic surgery in 1920?
Right.
Because I mean, she has a good, I mean, her thing was pulled. I was like, do I need to find a business card?
Is that good plastic surgery? Or is that like extreme plastic surgery?
No.
Yeah, but man, she was a great choice. Like,
sure.
She kind of looked like she doesn't like them.
Yeah.
I did hate her face.
Her face looked racist as fuck.
I'm just saying. I believe
you know,
it.
You see that racist face out and about? Like if she was around now, like she would be like snitching on people in TJ Maxx for shoplifting and stuff. Like she would feel like TJ Maxx was beneath her. Like she wouldn't even go in there, right? She's not a Maxinista. What is she? She's just a Racinista.
Bro.
I thought the story was cool, but I felt it was oddly.
Oh no, Charlie, you're breaking up.
But I don't know if it's like a cultural difference. Fuck.
No, you're all right. We heard you.
You're back.
What didn't you like about the pacing? Because I thought they set up the kidnapping great, and the backstory was great that this guy.
I liked that, but then halfway through, it was like a new story, and it confused my telling of the story.
Yeah, sometimes there's too much storytelling, you know.
Yeah, I definitely was thrown when they shifted gears, and it was a hard gear shift. And then, you know, once you figure it out, you know, you're following it, but yeah, it's a little jarring at first.
Oh, you mean when they show him as a kid?
Yeah, it felt like it shifted to a completely different movie.
Yeah.
Well, I liked the idea. I was like, this has got to be part of the twist, right? One of the best scenes in the film was when the representative of the tribe, after the Brits took Mali, the representative from the Gond tribe, he came and in almost like a poem type of form, he's basically saying like, the shepherd is going to come for his lost member of the flock. And this shepherd, I mean, it was dramatic, bro. He was like, he will take that member of the flock from the clutches of the tiger's mouth. Like and I'm like, oh, wait, are we setting up for like Death Wish style? Like, this is setting us up for either a revenge kidnapping rescue mission film. I was so pumped at that part because, you know, they're the Brits in this film. They're totally flippant, just assholes, imperialists, fucking, you know, they're the evil empire, right? In Star Wars, they're the fucking.
And they can't do the crazy man dance, which was, you know, minus points.
Yeah, that whole first act was like Star Wars minus the hallways. Enough with the hallways. There's no signs. There's nothing. And I was like, this is what I need. I need a movie with no hallways or just a couple. Like, don't over hallway me. That's why this movie was great, because they get right to the point. And then Beam's, you know, the actor that plays Beam, they set you up to know that this dude is a badass. He is going to take on a tiger and a wolf. They're going to have a tiger wolf collision. The first time
you see him and he's doing the most muscular, the most muscular way to get coronavirus pose.
Dude, that scene, I was like, oh yeah, this guy's got like almost superhuman strength.
Yeah.
Oh, they were X-Men level superheroes, both of those.
Oh yeah, they were basically all the Avengers without powers.
Well, I was saying to Jamie before the movie started, this movie is like if they made a movie about, well, it's kind of like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, right? It's like just a fictional. So these two dudes, they have like lost years where they went into the jungle in exile. And this movie is like a fan fiction of what if these two revolutionaries became best friends in their exile. Would they had never met.
Yeah.
Tarantino'd it.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I get what you're saying about the shift. I kind of like that, though, because I felt like there was so much action up until that point, just between the Tiger Wolf beam scene and then the Ram Charan's let me fight. Like, that was like the dude at the hardcore show was like, yo, I'm going to fight the whole show. I'm just going to go out and fight the whole show. And just what happens? Dude. This dude was pitting hard. He was crowd killing. This dude was, it was, can you pull up that scene? Can we just, I know we'll get demonetized, but that there's the cinematography, like the angle from him at the bottom of the pig pile with the light coming in. And you're like, this dude's an idiot. He's dead. Like, what is he doing? And then you're like, wait, hold on. It's like, you know what it was like? The battle at Kruger. Did we ever watch that?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. No. The battle at Kruger, if you've never seen it, it is one of the most epic nature videos of all time. This film kind of reminded me of it in a sense where they take the little baby water buffalo. The lions are sneaking up on the water buffalo or whatever they're called. You know, those like wildebeest looking things. The lions sneak up. And they're going to grab the baby. So they get the baby. And then out of nowhere, an alligator comes out and grabs the baby. And they're having a tug of war. But while this is happening, the wildebeest, and this is real. This is like filmed from a safari, like filmed from a boat. The wildebeest go and get a crew of like 400 wildebeest. Cue Cypress Hill. We ain't going out. Like send dogs. Like we ain't going out like that. And then they come back.
And they fuck up the lions.
Oh my god! And then we have to pull that video.
Wrong button. We're gonna pretend like that never happened. I do have this pulled up though.
Okay, Ben-Hur. Gone with the Wind. How many 3 hour plus? Look at this. Look at the cinematography. It's not wild. Only through the fence, but then they have the torch going in front of his face.
This might be one of the best shot movies I've ever seen. Like,
oh,
absolutely.
This movie is beautiful.
It's awesome. Dude, I was very impressed.
It looks gorgeous.
I love how he never takes the focus off the guy who threw the rock. And he's always, and they
he's like, that was me.
And they show it like he's watching the whole time. Like they show him just so laser focused. Dude, this is so great.
He's literally the hardest man alive.
Ever.
Ever.
I wrote Mustache Man Gets Down at the Pit in my notes.
No gun. Just goes in with a baton. No gun. Look at this. He's crowd killing.
Well, you got to understand, he doesn't get like Call of Duty prestige levels until halfway through the movie when he gets the skin on his gun and he gets a new uniform.
Dude, Lawrence of Arabia, Once Upon a Time in America, Gone with the Wind, Ben-Hur, Seven Samurai, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. This smokes them all, dude. This as far like, as like a...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
This is like the battle in Game of Thrones where Jon Snow is getting like suffocated.
Yes.
Look at this shit. He just gets brained with a whole ass rock.
Oh my dude. this.
He's dude, fine.
Look
though.
At this. This is like a Hatebreed show at Pearl Street back in the day. Dude, he grabs the guy's ear. But this shot with the light coming through breaks this dude's arm. then he's like, now it's on. And then that dude, I was cheering, standing up at this, because even though you can tell he's down with the bad guy, you're kind of rooting for him just because, I don't know, because of the mustache. Like, I was rooting for him.
This whole time I was thinking how Saddam Hussein he would have been.
Oh, dude. They wanted to do him like Gaddafi for sure, right?
That's a brutal way to go.
As far as...
Yeah, you're watching this and you're just like...
You're like, no, he would have been...
What you thought, it's like, these are the bad guys. It was like, why am I rooting for this guy? Why do I love this guy already?
Yes, because he's one of the most handsome, successful movie actors in the world.
That would do it.
But wait, but this just went... That guy who is getting choked is... Focus. Give that guy an award. Like, this showing that, okay, no, you thought that this scene was awesome. Now it's about to get even more awesome. And when he goes up, they follow him up.
This is wild.
And if you had to cut out any scenes from this film, what would you... I don't want to cut out anything. It all feels totally necessary. Look at this. He climbs to the watchtower. He's, and the dude that originally threw the rock, he's still got eyes on him.
It's crazy.
Oh, dude.
Fantastic.
Pushing these dudes off the cliff. This is like everybody trying to sing along at Harpo's.
This is 300. There's, I wrote down points on my notes every time it changed to a different movie. So there's like...
Yeah. No, you know, I love that the influences from other films are worn on this film's
it's
sleeves. I love that. But that's a great movie. You know, that's a sign of a great movie. Like, if it's influenced by other really good movies. This, though, man. How good is this?
This and is the, it's still its own movie, man. It's still its own movie.
This is the only scene in the movie where the cool guy keeps focus on the person he's going to beat up. Every other fight, they are just blankly staring forward and, like, wrecking people off to the side. It's pretty awesome. Cool guys don't look at explosions or anything else.
I love how anytime someone's hit with the wood is just so brittle and explodes.
Everything explodes.
It's so great.
Fantastic. It's so over the top.
And then just to show the Brits, just to make the Brits just look like the biggest pieces of shit ever, he goes through all that and doesn't get the promotion, right? It's like...
That's so true.
They give him the tasks of Hercules to get his shiny new uniform.
Yeah, and then some other dude gets the promotion.
This started happening, what, like 15, 20 minutes deep into the movie?
Like, I think it was earlier than that.
The cold open of the movie ends 40 minutes
in. Heavy action.
Yeah, the cold open is 40 minutes long.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, I seriously, like, I needed an escape. And this movie, if you could see this in a theater, like the IMAX with a packed crowd, it would be so fun. This movie is just, it's just a great movie. Like, you know why? You know how everybody's talking about Top Gun being so great? Because, like,
it is.
There's
the new one. People are talking about the new one. It's like the best sequel ever. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet, but I hear people talking like it's just mindless fun. It's just an escape. You can go to the theater. Amazing. You don't have bills. Your family member doesn't have cancer. You don't have all this. Like, just for that 2 hours, like, you just escape. And so I asked Charlie, like, who's the enemy in the movie? Like, I wanted to know, because, you know, any choice they made, it was going to be beef. Right. So they're like, nope. It's vague. It's just whoever you want the enemy to be.
I fucked off the clip a little too early because this happens, and this is the best part of the scene. Even after all the fights, he just shows back up and puts his hat back on, and now the riot is quelled. They're like, nope, the Terminator is back at his post. We're good.
Yeah, and the reflection in his eye of everybody backing up is, I mean, this
so like, good.
It's
who's
so
the director good. Of photography?
And now you gotta give him some props. Tuesday again. I don't know, but I know King Solomon did the stunt coordination, which I thought was funny.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by fucking good soap. That's right. One of the best DIY soap companies in the world is back supporting the Jossa Show, and we want to support them. You can too by going to Fucking Good Soap after the podcast today, fuckinggoodsoap.com, I should say, and you'll find all the handcrafted small batches of soap available for you. So you can stop. You could stop with the hippie pits and smelling like a sandwich artist who just got off work at Subway. You don't want to smell like that. You want to smell like the man bar, or you want to smell like cucumber melon. You want someone to be like, were you just in a melon patch and peeling cucumbers? Because you smell fucking delicious. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the promo code JOSTA and get 10% off your order. That's fuckinggoodsoap.com. Holding it down over there in good old Portland, Oregon, USA.
We got to pitch him on a metal and rust smell.
Yeah. Diamonds and rust. And we get Halford to we'll be like, yo, all the dudes love this scent. Diamonds and rust. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Promo code JOSTA. And while I'm at it, I got to tell you about rockauto.com. You know about Yaphet Kotto. You know about John Otto. What was the boxer? Miguel Cotto. Miguel Cotto?
Cotto. Yeah. I mean, I'm bad at words.
for this purpose, we tell rockauto.com, call Miguel Cotto. He's got to be your sports person. You know what? Knock out the competitors' prices with Miguel Cotto and rockauto.com. Am I on to something here? Should we make a modern Mad Men type of show where I just tell these companies
I've been telling you for years now that you got to stop writing these fucking people's material for them. You know, you should be getting paid way more for these writing slogans.
I got to start my own ad agency. Wait, what's the guy's name in Mad Men? What's the main character's name? Hamm's character?
Don Draper.
Hardcore Don Draper coming at you with rockauto.com. Okay. They don't call me the hardcore Don Draper for nothing. Go to rockauto.com after the podcast today. They'll take whatever currency you got. Like, yo, I got all these rubles from when we toured Minsk and Russia and Belarus and all these. I was like, what am I going to do with this shit? Guess
hold
what?
Rock Auto. They're doing better than the dollar these days.
Seriously. I good thing I held on to it. Listen, there's no Biden tax over at rockauto.com. Go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed. You'll see they have all the best auto parts and all the best accessories for all the best prices. No talking to these counter guys that have no clue that just got this job because they just got out of a halfway house. No, none of that. You go to rockauto.com and you're dealing live and direct with one of the best providers of auto parts for over 20 years. That's rockauto.com. And knock out the competitors' prices like your Miguel Cotto at rockauto.com. Now back to the show.
But by the way, everybody knows what this means, right?
Wakanda forever?
No, it apparently means drive a motorcycle off a bridge.
Oh, yeah, that was my segue.
The guy just goes... And we're supposed to know, crazy. All right, I guess he's going to get a horse, and I'll get a motorcycle, and we'll meet in the middle.
I love that they always had a horse and a motorcycle. Like, you know, what?
I love that when he wants to meet the girl, that the dude just knew right away. Grab nails and just...
Caltrop.
Drive in front of her.
He was a fed. If you look all the way back at the beginning... He was like, hey, rebel guy, you want to kill the governor? Like, that's just how the feds work. Nobody wants to do it. The feds just come over and they're like, I got a good idea.
The director, Rajamouli, revealed that the film's core idea came from the Motorcycle Diaries. He's quoted as saying that. And then I guess it was delayed because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to cast, you know, a Hollywood actor as the lead villain. They got Ray Stevenson, who a lot of people know from Thor, but to us, he's the Punisher, right?
Is he in Thor?
Yeah.
Who is he in Thor?
Is he like a
throwaway guy?
No, he's yeah, he's one of the ass.
Oh, yep. He's no, the red-haired beard guy.
I can't remember his name.
Oh. All right. Warriors 3.
Yep. He plays the red-haired beardy one.
Well, he was also in The Other Guys.
I never saw The Other Guys. Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great.
That movie's fantastic.
Okay. I'll watch it.
It's great.
Sorry.
Oh, you're going to laugh.
As much as this movie? Because I laughed as much as the first time maybe the first time I saw Super Troopers. I haven't laughed at a movie this much.
Yeah, and that was the transformation for me because I was just like, there's no way this movie isn't going to be super long. And then, like, 5 minutes later, Troy's like, this movie is 3 hours long. I'm like, oh, man. It's like the ADHD in me is just like, this is torture. But within 30 minutes, I'm like, I'm already vested, and I'm vested in the bad guy.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
It was a real face-off vibe.
Off to the races. Love this.
Just the larger than life set designs are great. The action sequences are great. Both stars, Ron Chiron and
dance off.
Oh, dude, the dance off was so good.
It's fantastic.
It actually stands for Rise, Revolt, Roar. That's what the triple R stands for.
Four.
And N.T. Rama Rao Jr. Plays Beam. He's great. I want to say it's the 10th highest grossing film of all time.
What?
It's the second highest grossing Bollywood film in India. Second highest grossing Telugu film and the highest grossing film in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. And the 10th, yeah. So it's the third highest grossing Indian film. But go ahead.
Tiger Man's introduction. Like, all right, so the tiger guy goes to hunt a wolf, covers himself in coronavirus, and then like runs through the woods, and then gets chased by a tiger. And then he hits the tiger in the face with a poison bomb. And then proceeds to rub his face on the tiger's face.
Yes.
What?
Dude, that's setting you up to know that this dude is not playing around. And then, when films try to give you that like montage, like that friendship montage.
Yeah.
It's usually like we've watched a lot of movies like that for this show. And
that montage was wild,
dude.
Spectacular.
That's one of the best friendship montages. Where
are those people? There was a giant pile. It's like they're like, "Hey, we just became friends," and they just made a giant pile to climb up. Like,
very like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What was going on?
The support for friendship is unparalleled.
Well, the power of friendship conquers all.
True.
How many extras do you think were used for this film?
You got to think India has a billion people, so it's like, sure, there was a lot, but what's the percentage, you know?
I mean, dude, this movie,
so where are
it,
we
it could the- be editing tricks, but I'm trying to find how many extras were used. That scene we just watched, though, it looks like there's 700-800 people.
Oh, easy.
There probably were.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the story. So the police officers, you know, were told that a man was after the life of Governor Scott. They didn't know what he looked like. I loved how, you know, he's going around and looking for Beam's brother.
Hold on. The police set that whole plot up. Didn't they? They were like, wasn't the Fed guy? Didn't he show up to the meeting and go, do you want to kill Governor Scott? And they were like, wait, we can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, yeah.
That was some like, whoa. Like,
he's
that was
Fed.
Like.
But he's also a good guy.
Power of friendship towards the end. Yeah.
He's been a good guy the whole time.
Well, and Lady Scott.
Oh, shit. He was a good guy the whole time. My
That's
brain
what I'm
is
saying.
Slowed just now. Dude, holy shit.
Oh, wait. Literally. Yeah.
He's undercover.
You just got that?
It was three different movies.
Well, also, I get where Brian's coming from because at the end, Beam doesn't know if his, you know, he doesn't find out that his best friend was, like, you know, so deep undercover. Dude, this is deep cover.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Times so 10.
So because deep that he beat him with, he beat him with a whip.
With a Castlevania level 9 whip.
I was like,
wild.
Yeah. I was like, whose idea was this scene? Did they get Mel Gibson for a freaking consultant? I'm like, what is going on? And then Lady Scott, she's such a cunt. She's like, oh, get the spike whip.
Here, use
no, that
sex
was
toys.
Nuts.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And she, it was like one level under the fire whip in Castlevania.
Dude. And then he was so hard. He's like, no, you can't, you know, I'm not gonna kneel. And dude, when the crowd, I was pacing in my living room. I was so pumped. When the crowd revolted, I was like, yeah.
Amazing what a good song will do.
Yeah, forget not kneel. This man continued to sing in key with flesh being peeled off his back. This man is the real deal.
That was wild.
Well, you saw he took a face full of tiger poison and just was like, breakfast.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun to just, you just suspended belief.
Yep.
You have to, because during that impromptu dance scene at the Fancy Pants party, I'm pretty sure they danced the dance floor into sand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. I got halfway through and I'm like, did they change venue? What is happening? And it was just like, I think they just stomped.
I think you're right.
I think they just stomped the dance floor into sand. That shit is attention to detail. That does not happen in American cinema.
Well, dude, just like setting up that, you know, he was cool to the Brit daughter or whatever. And even though he was really just trying to get his sister back,
she was just trying to fuck.
No, he wanted her.
He wanted to hit it too.
Yeah.
For sure. And she was feeling him too.
Immediately. She was like, oh, sexy jungle man. What's up?
But why didn't they hook up at the end?
They hugged. They were there.
That's Indian hooking up.
But listen, I think for the sequel, Beam has got to find out that Ram was deep cover and he couldn't tell him, and he couldn't blow his cover.
They know.
He found out when they got the letter. They got the pink letter.
Oh,
and he was like, oh, my best friend. I saved my best friend after being years.
Yeah, because he felt bad that he didn't know.
Right.
Which blew my mind.
After he hit him in the face with a club.
Yeah.
He saved him.
You flogged him. You could just be like, yeah, okay, I'll go save him now. But don't be angry.
A lot.
A lot.
That was like over flogging. It was overkill on the flog.
I wrote down, okay, we're in Roots now.
That was Passion of the Christ.
I
saw that in the theater. There was old ladies getting up like they couldn't take it. What about when Ram gets bit by the
Death Viper?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
And he has the cure. He's got the antidote because he's like a medicine man too.
Like, nobody has the cure to this.
He knew which plants to go get. I'm like, this dude is amazing.
He gave him his magic rope.
Dude, he gave him the faith rope.
Wild.
Dude, he's a shepherd, right?
Yes.
And then he used the magic rope to fucking catch him. It was like,
what about the brother or the other member of Beam's crew, like just not going out either? He was hard too. He was getting flogged. He was getting kneecapped.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
he took some punishment.
I was wondering how they were going to reconcile all this. Be like, yeah, we were friends and we did like very questionable bike trips in the rain. But, I also kneecapped your brother and broke his hands and like whipped you. So how does all this even out? I don't feel like they should be friends at the end.
I was really paying attention and really trying to figure out where they were going with everything. And so, you know, when the whole scene with the wolf and the tiger was happening, I was like, okay, yeah, they're establishing that he's a badass, and I like that. But then when everybody busted out of the truck, I was like, that's why they were capturing them to use them in the raid on the British.
I like that that scene was.
Oh, Charlie.
4 hours later.
Like, that wasn't the end. Yeah. Animals was 50% into the movie. It was insane.
I went, there's no way this isn't the end of the movie. And I looked down at the timeline and I went, it's only halfway over.
Yep.
I was like, what could they possibly fill the rest of this movie with?
But that's the thing. I didn't get bored.
Right. I was not bored.
No, when that scene happens and they're on the grounds of the fortress and Rom doesn't look him in the eye and he's like, and you know that these dudes are about to enter into battle, but like you really felt Rom was just really felt guilty about being bound to his duty and not to his friend. And then the whole thing with him hanging off the building, there was so many, I felt like, if you weren't so impressed with Rom's scene where he's fighting the mob, the angry mob at the jail. Now this scene, I thought there was portions of that must have took like 3 weeks to shoot. This scene at the fortress, I'm like, just one of these sequences must have been like 4 days.
It's lots of green screen shit too, because like they're doing like superhero jumps up buildings and stuff. Like it's it was very impressive.
Yeah.
And we
this could have easily been a miniseries. Easily.
Yes. Oh, well, it has to be a franchise.
Could have been 2 movies.
But they need to make this a franchise. I mean, we knew once that Rom captures Beam that he was gonna, you know, not kneel for the perpetrators, not give in, not rat anybody out. You know, that's that part where you know, they just torture him, and the sick governor's wife there, she's just a total piece of shit.
But if that never happened, his boy wouldn't have made enough experience points to level up.
But also, because he saw the fact that the song, like the violence, didn't make people submit. The song made people come together, and they were ready to revolt. They were ready to rise up, even with no weapons. That, you know what? That's something that I could see, like, Netflix might be a little worried about. They'd be like, what's going on here with people not having guns getting subjugated by the government?
Oh, it's weird how that happens, right? It's super weird. Super weird. That would never happen in real life.
But then Rom, he actually tampers with the guns that the British were going to use. I was like, oh, this is great. Now they're throwing in, like, the stuff you see in the Bond films. Like, there's all different parts of this that, you know, good details that they added in that really layered the story. And the whole time you're hoping that, you know, Molly's going to get freed by Beam.
When it turned into First Blood at the end of the movie, I was like, this is
I like the main character rescued the little girl and there was still an hour left.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, holy fuck, what is going to happen now?
Amazing.
So where, hold on, I'm trying to look at my notes to see where we are. We're jumping around a lot.
We need to talk about the full piggyback action scene.
It's the best. It's so good. It's so good. Okay.
How has that never been done, or has it?
Jackie Chan.
No.
It was Jackie Chan-esque. It was amazing.
But doing the John...
There's like a lot of nods to Jackie Chan in this.
But before that...
Well, and John Woo, too. Like, with the leaning back, shooting both sides, like...
Yep.
Very the one. So he had to ride on the dude's shoulders because his knees were fucked up. Then, when they get to safety, literally rub some fucking dirt in it and then we're good to go. These dudes are so hardcore.
And then he comes out in that final outfit and he is a stallion.
Yes.
Yeah, his avatar.
Amazing.
Dude, Dude, I was like, give me Strange all costume. The give me all the supplements after this.
Oh,
yeah.
fill me full of juice.
CopyMyCrypto.com/Josta is bringing you today's show. Big thanks to CopyMyCrypto.com. James has the crypto knowledge, so you don't have to. That's right. Go to Crypto with James's YouTube page. If you don't believe me, you'll see they have the proof there. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Well, depending on where you're from, you know, like pudding comes with, I don't know, what is it? How old are you?
35.
You still like pudding?
I love pudding.
But do you like black pudding?
That You're seems racist. Very British.
it is very British. And I think James is British too. So copymycrypto.com/Josta is the link that is going to bring you to the site where you can just literally sign up and just copy the test like you're cheating in school. Boom. You don't need to know a thing about crypto, about how to invest. You don't have to set stop losses or anything. Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't fucking know, but I will definitely be copying James's picks so I don't lose my ass like I did on Cardano, which I bought at like $1.50. Now it's like 41 cents. I would have avoided that shit if I just copied fucking James. Crypto with James is the YouTube. CopyMyCrypto.com/Josta is the link to go to. Link will be in the show notes. Hey, Brian, have you noticed gas prices are going up?
I have, Jamie.
Meat prices are going up.
All the prices are going up.
Rent? Are you rent controlled?
I pay a mortgage.
All right. Well, thank God, because now I know that you can also afford the $60 kilo of kratom from yokratom.com. That's right. In 2022.
Shit's been $60 for years.
Yo, they keep the price.
Most stable price I've ever seen.
Dude, more stable than Luna. Okay. Wild. YoKratom.com. If you're trading in Kratom futures right now, steady Eddie. Go to YoKratom.com. They're committed to getting you kilos of Kratom, all the Kratom you need for just $60. That's YoKratom.com's guarantee, $60 kilo. So go into 2022 feeling secure that YoKratom prices are staying at $60 kilos. This is just the 99X, home of YoKratom.com sponsorship. And listen, taking Kratom, I don't know what it does. I don't take it, but I knew somebody who took it and it actually helped him get off something else. So I was like, well,
I've seen the same thing.
So I don't know what it is, but I know the check clears from YoKratom.com. They're reliable. Obviously, don't take this stuff if you have an addictive personality or you need some sort of help from a professional. We are not giving any sort of medical advice here, but I do know somebody who knows somebody who was doing something way, way, way worse than Kratom. And now they aren't doing it because they got that $60 kilo at YoKratom.com. Now back to the show. We skipped over the best way to make a friend, which is to you go to one end of the bridge on a motorcycle and your friend who's about to be your best friend goes to the other end of the bridge on a horse. And while trains are exploding and the river is on fire, you go one way, he goes the other way with a rope. You swing, dude, I cheered at so many points.
And you can explain that whole plan, hands in an X, and then make your hand go around in a circle. And you know exactly, okay, I'll get the horse, you get the motorcycle, I'll meet you at the top of this bridge.
We're going to meet up in the middle and then jump.
And
wild communication.
And I'm such a good friend that I'm going to grab a flame-proof flag for you to wrap yourself in as you fly through the flames.
That is forward thinking. Although at the beginning of that scene, when the oil started leaking out of the tanker, I literally went out loud. I went, all right, we get it. The English are bad. Like, come on.
The English, this is buried in British Netflix. This is like on page 50. Like it comes up as
colonialism. What's that?
Yeah, no, just no fucking recommendations in that territory.
I was watching this and I'm like, yeah, white people are not looking too good in this flick.
Nope. I was very uncomfortable anytime a white dude was on screen. I was like, oh, what's he gonna say? Shit.
He's gonna say something derogatory.
There it is.
I just went outside and apologized to people last night.
Oh, I'm very sorry. So in the Rambo scene, right, when he starts shooting the flaming arrows and he shoots one at the motorcycle and they pan out to like the whole jungle and a nuke goes off. That is fucking awesome.
When they shot the girl out of the car and then they shot Ray Stevenson up and he makes a perfect shot standing still
with a pellet and that car flipped 11 times.
Also, what about Rom's kid? What about Rom? They're like, listen, you're gonna roll out of the car, you're gonna roll down into the ravine, but instead of just being injured from the brutal neck and back breaking fall and roll, you're also gonna get impaled on a tree.
Oh yeah, but be totally fine and like rub some dirt in it. I don't know what India dirt is made out of, but it seems to have magical healing properties.
No, Beam has like, he's got the strength, bro. He can make medicine. He can fight tigers.
Fist fought a tiger. It was amazing.
So let's talk about.
Yeah, there was definitely some. Hobbs and Shaw in this too.
Oh yeah. You know?
There was a lot of, there was some serious muscle-bound bromance going on. This movie was so much fun.
It was. Like, not, Jeremiah Bucher in the chat says the nacho dance. That was, and when he hits the heavy bag, that both were great. Oh, yeah.
He hit the heavy bag and it looked like a fucking cannonball went through it. And then when they go back to his, like, apartment later in the flick, that heavy bag is perfectly fine. Now, I'm not saying that nobody was paying attention to continuity here, but that was not a new heavy bag.
Fair enough. Let's talk about his father, you know, in the training camp and everything before they kind of, you know, in that whole middle section where they, you know, they invaded and he really only had one gun, right? He had one gun to protect the whole, and so to basically protect everybody in the community. So that kind of set us up into Rom, you know, growing up and being like, our only way to freedom is to get the guns, and we need a lot of them. And the only way to do that is to get their trust, play the long game,
be a fed.
Don't even tell your friend, just whip him to death and hope that your fiance finds him to inform you.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Dude. All right. So let's go to the end. It was
the dance number at the end.
Now it makes sense, right? Because he gets the letter, right?
Right.
Because that scene was so emotional, like when the other troops take Rom and Beam's going off with Molly. I was like, what? He's not going to know.
He doesn't know. He brains his buddy.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was all a misunderstanding. He was just in deep cover.
Oh, man. Yeah. This stuff kept you on edge, man. It kept you in the story. Loved it.
But at the end of the movie, they were all dancing and singing and having a good time. So everything came out fine.
Yeah, true. I mean, the film was inspired by real life revolutionaries, Aluri Sitaram Raju and Kamaram Beam. It diverges from their story into an overstimulated action drama that defies physics. That was one of the best parts about it. I love that because that's what I love about a lot of the kung fu movies.
They use the motorcycle like a sword.
He skate stopped a motorcycle.
Like a club.
It was amazing. He just
like
put his
River
foot
City,
out.
Like River City Ransom.
Yeah, I got stuff from Django. I got stuff from Pulp Fiction. I got stuff from Crouching Tiger, Hidden. Yeah, yep. What about
and cocaine
and lots of cocaine?
Definitely, Predator, right? With the with Rambo. The handshake.
Oh yeah, I caught that immediately.
Dude, Kill Bill a little bit, with some of the sequences of like
the Matrix,
the jumping. Anyways, I just think we could sit here and we could point out like the little flaws and stuff, but I like a movie that's self-aware enough to just, they just go with it and it's fun. Yeah. And it's immersive. Flawless. The sequences are just, yeah, I was fully backing this.
Oh yeah. This movie was flawless.
Well, I'm going to give it 10. I'm going to give it 11 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, for a period piece, like normally with a period piece, I wouldn't expect it to be so glossy and like whatever lenses they used and the, like you guys were saying about the sets and the green screens, it looks so slick, but it doesn't feel so modern that it takes you out of the 20s or whatever the period was.
This movie was exponentially better than The Eternals. And I say that with zero irony. This movie was fucking awesome, and The Eternals was trash comparatively.
Well, also, I like a fun fandom, and just seeing the reaction we got on Twitter from like Netflix India and the director and the effects people and the fans, it was just awesome. And I think that if we could have any of our music ever show up in any of these films, it would be a game changer. Cause I know Lamb of God has played in India and other groups have, but this type of film being a period piece, obviously it can't have modern music, but if they do modern action films and any of these people that worked on this film are a part of it, you know, it's going to be a banger.
Did you hear the rhythms in the beginning of the flick though, when they were doing that? That was like death metal-y, like those vocal rhythms. It was so fucking, I was like, that shit is dope. Like, why don't people start stealing shit from India? Jesus.
Oh, there's some good beats.
The British have. Haven't they stolen?
I wasn't paying attention. That's the point of the whole movie.
You're right. This is going to endear a lot of U.S. fans to this whole style of cinema and the cast. And yeah, no, I just thought, man, I love a fun fandom. We've been dealing with a lot of like whiny fandoms, I think, in cinema.
Yeah.
And for some justified, some not. We don't have to get into that. But this just feels like people are just stoked on this and I'm happy for them.
It's spectacular. Yeah. I am happy. I'm going to be happy for the rest of the day because I watched this movie today.
Same. It's like I could not stop smiling and laughing the whole time. And I can't sit still. I watched a 3-hour movie and I'm not mad.
Right?
10 out of 10. Get to 10 for me, man.
I would have cut myself.
First,
if this was
10
Dances
out of 10
Wolves.
In podcast history for Howard.
Charlie,
it happened.
It's on it you. Happened. Does this movie get a perfect score? The first perfect score on How Awesome Is This?
Yeah, it does.
This movie is so watchable. It's so watchable.
It's so good.
So good. All right, let's go to the chat here. And before we get out of here, I know we already just, what was the movie we decided on that we were going to watch next?
Oh, dude.
Punisher Warzone, or what Warzone. Was the other one?
Oh.
I think, today we were talking about it? I think Warzone.
I don't know if we were talking about it today or were we talking about it on the text. There was another one we were going to watch. Oh, Beavis and Butthead. I was talking to Nick.
The new one?
Yeah, and he loved it. So,
oh, really?
Oh, it's so good.
Okay. What's
and
it
you
on?
Know what?
Oh, wait.
Paramount.
In text, weren't we talking about Geostorm or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Because we got to give Hard...
Greenland.
Yeah, because we got to give Hard Body Jerry his due. Like, we've been sleeping on Hard Body Jerry.
I watched both of those movies recently. They're both worth it.
Yes. Greenland was so good.
Greenland was so good. I saw clips on YouTube and I was like, it's Gerard Butler, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That movie's Hard fucking
Body
awesome.
Jerry, bro.
Yeah, dude. That movie's fucking awesome.
Hard Body Jerry, just because it's Dad Bob Jerry, but we won't go there. But yeah, so I think also I think our best run was when we did, like, as far as downloads, we'll have to go look, but I think our best run was when we were doing current movies like King Kong and Mortal Kombat. And, yeah. This episode, the fans for this movie, like any review I've seen on YouTube, anything I've seen involving this movie has a lot of hits because it's just got a totally mobilized and fun fan base.
The whole download base is going to just skew to India for this episode.
Absolutely. But this was by far the most fun movie that we've watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think I know a lot of their movies. Like I don't think I've seen a bunch. I think maybe I saw some back in the day. Or I watched some on flights, like some Bollywood movies, but
Bollywood movies are mostly ridiculous. This may be the best Bollywood movie ever.
It's got to be up there, but it makes me curious if anybody has any suggestions. JossTheShow@gmail.com. And yeah, thanks again, everybody from Patreon. We got a bunch that we're going to have to do, cause we got to do Punisher Warzone. We got to do Beavis and Butthead. We got to do Geostorm. We got to do Greenland.
Okay.
If there's
something comparable to that, comparable to a little triple R here, I'd be more than willing to watch it.
Oh yeah.
Also, so, yeah, suggestions, please.
If Netflix was to do a US version of this.
Oh, they would ruin it.
I know they would ruin it, but who could they cast as Rom and Beam?
Oh god.
And should they mash up
the dude from The Hangover would play Jungle Man, right? What's his name?
Cooper?
No.
Oh, no. Bradley Cooper could be good in this.
Bradley Cooper would be the Fed, and
Zach Galifianakis.
And Zach Galifianakis would be the Jungle Man.
That is what America would do. Dear God, stop!
Dude. I think
he'd be Jack Black.
Well, maybe.
Who could you? What could you mash? Could you do a mashup with this and the Fast Universe where Dom finds a time machine and they're like, Dom, you're related like through like seven cousins and you got to go back in time to help Beam.
No. We need to
their
stop.
Family, bro. Their
stop
family.
Giving the Fast the people out.
Yeah, dude, stop writing their movies for them. Samuel Angeli in the chat just said, watched a Bollywood rom-com many years ago, Zero, starring a name I'm not going to attempt to pronounce.
Shah Rukh Khan.
Sure, that was easy. Who plays a little person, and he's not a little person in real life. I mean, come on.
All right. That
makes me uncomfortable.
I think this needs to be the next one. Thank you, Sam. This could be a great... Is it on Netflix? I'll find out. Dallas Bolin says, no one needs another Fast movie. Okay, but you know, I don't know if anybody saw the email.
Well,
the Sony leak. Did you see any of the ideas from the Sony leaked emails?
No.
Someone needs to confirm this because I could just be totally ruining this story and getting it wrong. But I think there was some talk of a Jurassic Park and Furious.
That was my joke on our text a couple weeks ago. That's the only two properties Universal has. So just wait.
Dude, what if... No, I think that they need... Now that Tom Cruise is in everybody's like radar with Top Gun again, he needs to go back to the Universal Monsters thing because he fucked it up with The Mummy.
Right.
We were going to get everything. We were going to get another Wolfman, right? We were going to get...
That's right.
And Frankenstein, all that.
Yeah, he fucked it up. Dude, why is
Johnny,
it? I mean,
Johnny Depp, Invisible Man, too.
Right. Well, yo, that Invisible Man with Homegirl from Mad Men, I enjoyed it.
Oh, the horror, like the horror movie one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Wow, Dallas, Bolin, new Jurassic blows? Bro, I was going to go see it with my nephew.
That's a
it
hard sucks. Opinion, dude.
I wanted to see it.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I really haven't either. I've heard it's wildly insane. That's all I've heard.
Well, as long as there's no hallways, I can't do hallways anymore.
What is it with you in hallways right now? What is this?
I've watched every Star Wars property. It's all hallways. I can't do it anymore.
Don't watch Star Trek Strange New Worlds then, because there's a lot of hallways in that.
Oh, man.
I mean, these are some of the best looking hallways I've ever seen. Not
coolest lights
button.
Ever.
No, like it's fine. Anyways, all right, before we get out of here, let's agree, I think, to either this other Bollywood movie called Zero, or we gotta prioritize. Is it gonna be Punisher with Ray Stevenson, Warzone?
I think that's a good one.
I've seen it like six times. I will watch it again. I have a song on the soundtrack with Hatebreed and dude, where is it? I have something over here. We have a song on the other one with Thomas Jane too.
I don't know.
So I have a special place in my heart.
Howard, it's so good. It's such a ridiculous over the top action flick. It's you're going to love it.
There's been so many podcasts about it. So we might, I don't know if we're going to add anything to it, but we still
need to. We'll be fine.
Beavis and Butthead, we got to do as well, right? Because this is good because they're actually like it's a really well written movie and it's not like the TV show so where good. They came
I bet you Mike Judge will come on the show.
That would be amazing.
He's around, dude. I see him doing podcasts. He's around. I bet we could reach out to him.
That would be amazing. Let's try. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. Hit us up with any suggestions. But yeah, either one of those two, Beavis and Butthead, and then. You know, after that, we go to Hard Body Jerry and Geostorm, Greenland. And
end of the world movies. Is that his bag now? Is he just doing like apocalypse flicks from Apocalypse from Space flicks?
Hey, man, look around.
Oh, I did watch the Nicolas Cage one, too. I finally watched that.
It was wasn't it?
Unbearable. Yeah. Unbearable.
Oh, no, weight. I didn't see how it was good.
Yeah, you got to see it.
All right.
So good.
No spoilers, but actually there is a spoiler right here. So just skip it if you haven't seen it yet. But dude, just him looking at his own statue, like from like Madame Tussauds or something.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Dude. And that guy's from Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, that's the Mandalorian.
From Game of Thrones.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, he's in everything. I heard he was bummed. I heard he was bummed that they don't show his face in the Mandalorian. And he was trying to be like.
He is. And that's why they took the helmet off. Because the idea was that he would be a character that is like a fan insert, right? Like when they initially did it. But he fucking just cried a lot until they were like, all right, fine.
Oh, so they gave in.
Oh, yeah, they gave in. And they also fired Gina Carano because he asked for it.
I did not see Gina Carano's new movie, but I might just.
With Donald Cerrone, I have a login. I will send it to you so you can watch it.
We're big Cowboy Cerrone fans over here, Cowboy. Howard and I. Too bad we're never going to see Cowboy versus Joe Lozano, though.
Oh, that's bro. Sad.
Yeah, I guess that's not happening.
Cowboy's
we're never
going to
see
with...
Tony Khabib. We're never going to see Cowboy Lozano. Yeah.
Cowboy's not happy with me or the BYM crew right now. Did you see any of that nonsense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But we're also never going to see Gina versus Ronda. Or will we?
We might. There is a distinct possibility that that does happen. I doubt it, but
if Triller comes calling and there aren't other contracts in play, they could make that happen, right? Or are they just bankrupt by now? I don't know.
No, nah, Triller's still a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do anything, but.
How much would they need to pull the trigger on that?
Probably a good amount.
I don't know, but
I'd say a couple million a piece.
$49.99 pay-per-view sold. Anything above $59, I don't know if I would do it. I would be asking Brian for that link.
Hell yeah. I got all the sneaky links.
I made that mistake once of asking on Twitter.
Oh, no. I got
you. Not realizing Dana follows me and then being like, oh, shit.
To be fair. I at least bet the cost of the pay-per-view every time. So if I steal the pay-per-view, wow. I'll put money on somebody. That's the cost. I'm not. Dana White doesn't need my money.
Well, I'll tell you who my money's on for this weekend. And
you got Max or Volk?
Oh, I got Volk.
Oh, yeah. Easy day.
Yeah.
Not easy day, but I do have Volk.
Yeah. And now, and I saw Khabib's taking Volk too, and that's going to make, you know, Max more inspired to win, but I don't know.
We got a bet.
Card is so stacked though. And is Sean O'Malley a lock? Or is this too tough of a test?
Sean O'Malley's not a lock, but I do think he wins.
Decision?
No, maybe. No, I see somebody's either, I think Sean O'Malley will either get subbed or he will put this dude out one way or the other.
Like, so just take, I think it doesn't go to the cards.
No. I don't think either of those dudes wants to see it go to the cards. I think they're both going to be fucking maniacs.
But you're not taking the under 2.5.
No, I'm not.
But just the fight finishes.
Yeah, fight finish. I think. I think Sean O'Malley gets it.
All right. I wonder what
who else is on the card.
Izzy, Jared Cannonier, who I fucking don't know what's going to happen in that fight. I mean,
Izzy's a lock. But I know, you know what?
I don't know, man. You got to think Jared Cannonier put the beats on Anderson Silva. And they fight kind of similarly.
Well, I know, but. And I know, I just think Izzy's been studying this dude for so long. I think he knew early on that this dude was more dangerous than Costa, more dangerous than.
I don't know if he is, to be honest. But
you don't think Cannonier is more dangerous than Robert Whittaker?
I don't know, man. I think
Cannonier fought two weight classes heavier. He's a big.
Yeah, he's a fucking big, strong dude for sure. Yeah. But that's the thing is, Jan Błachowicz just beat Izzy not too long ago.
True.
He's a bigger dude who's going to wrestle fucking.
Polish power.
You know, and I think that's what Jared Cannonier is going to do. I think he's just big. I think he's just going to grab him, put him on the ground, and try to hold him there the whole time.
Wow. Well, now that everybody's tuned out.
Yeah.
Just Justin 1997 on DraftKings if you want to lose some money to me. And thank you for everybody for listening. Thanks, Daniel Zamora. Thanks, Alex Queller, Jared DeWeese, Dallas Poland, Chris Shea, Andy Wilson, Chad Green, Gary Johnson, Jeremiah Bucher, Samuel Angeli. I always mess that one up, Sam. But I'm probably gonna try to watch Zero and see, you know,
if it's worth
they should have cast, who they should have cast. As the little person, maybe Warwick we'll Davis. Do a remake. Warwick Davis. Sam says, "Apologies in advance." It's another long one.
Bollywood's not concise. I've seen, you know, they need some better editors.
Great stories have no limitations. Okay, this is been another episode of How Awesome Is. This podcast, everybody go support RRR, Rise, Revolt, Roar. And
movie.
It's so good.
Very soon. Thank you. Hey, everybody, if you're still listening or you're still watching, make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell. I mean, shoot, you could really do us a solid if you're on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, especially for the movie podcast, because we loved this this movie, RRR. Dude, is there triple R merch to like, do I need like an all over print?
I'm going to look right now. They probably have like a big, like tiger face towel or something.
Yes. I need something like a triple R mug, maybe. Although I am I am probably at my mug limit. But you know what limit I'm not at? My
bro, mugged up.
My fucking good soap limit. I'm never at my fucking good soap limit because I actually do like all 15 incredible scents that they provide. It's the best $7 bar of soap you're ever going to find. And actually, it's going to be less when you use the coupon code JOSTA. Just go to fuckinggoodsoap.com after the podcast today. Use that promo code. Get yourself one of the best soaps on the market, made with love by Josta Show supporters and just, you know, some of our favorite people from Portland, Oregon. That's fuckinggoodsoap.com. Promo code Josta. Link is always in the show notes. Sign up to the Patreon if you want to sit in on these episodes as we record them and watch these movies with us for homework purposes. Go to patreon.com/Josta. Of course, IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. If you're watching on YouTube and you're wondering where I got this Death Zip Up hoodie, it is IndieMerchStore.com. Use the promo code JOSTA10. Also, hear these episodes early, way early. Could have heard this 2 weeks ago on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Just go my bonus content page. Yeah, right? Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, GasDigitalNetwork.com, promo code JOSTA. And big shout out to all, we're going to get to all the Ripper executive producer shout outs, everybody who's donating to the Ripper album that, you know, I'm producing. Tim is coming up on the show very, very soon, but go to martyrstore.net right now if you want to contribute to the Tim Ripper Owens. We're just calling it Ripper, new Ripper album. I'm producing it with Nick Belmore, who worked on the Dee Snider and Corpse Grinder records with me. And of course, all the JOSTA and Kingdom of Sorrow records. martyrstore.net. We got some Hatebreed restocks over there. We got some Crowbar restocks, and Beaudet will be holding it down while I'm on tour with Anthrax. So always put in a note for Beaudet. Say thank you for sending my order out on time. And listen, Beaudet played bass on the Ripper too. It's a family.
No shit.
Yeah, he ripped it, dude. Wait, I'll send you the video. Shout out to Leo Laberta, who did the new Megadeth video. I don't know if you saw that with Ice-T.
I just saw it right before we got on.
Nice. Well, he did the Ripper video for us too, and he's Leo's amazing. You can go to anthrax.com for all the tickets. We are on Philly, we are on Dallas, and we are on Detroit. So don't believe the old posters, just believe the Anthrax website. And then if you want to get a meet and greet with us, you can go to martyrstore.net. I think I shouted out the Mad Russian Apothecary, but if I didn't, I'll shout him out again. Just because I love the Mad Russian and I love that foot butter bomb. And I know with your cloven hoof, you probably need to use it.
I got clippity clops.
Like, what do you do if you got a babe in bed and you want to like play a little footsie? And she's like, ah, Jesus, what? Like, you got to call the Mad Russian.
Yeah, whatever. Ladies are into it.
And then you'll have those soft heels for a little under the covers footsie provided by.
Nothing I do is soft. Everything is hard.
MadRussianApothecary.com. Use promo code JOSTA or whatever promo code is in the show notes. But I think that's the promo code. And of course, last but certainly not least, RockAuto.com for all your auto parts needs, for all you gearheads. And anybody who's tuning in internationally and actually sat through this outro, listen. RockAuto.com takes your currency, most likely, and they ship to your country, most likely. So we love all the gearheads, all the motorheads from all over the world. Who's
you
just
can earn crypto from Crypto by Andrew.
No, crypto by James.
Crypto by James. I'm sorry.
I think it's crypto with James. And then when you make all this money on crypto, then you can go spend it at RockAuto.com. But yeah, big shout out to James. You can go to the Crypto by James YouTube and you can see all the comments. That dude is legit, like literally, you know, we appreciate him sponsoring the podcast because I need to get some new coins. Like the ones that I had, like Cardano, it's like been kind of flopping around a little bit. It's like it's going sideways or it's going down. But if you go to copymycrypto.com/josta and you sign up, it's not much. All you got to do is just boom, follow his picks. It's that easy. Go to his YouTube first. If you're skeptical, if you're giving me that like side eye and you're like, yo, what's up with this? Go to his YouTube first. Check out. He's got over 19,000 subs. Look at the comments. They're just following his picks. You don't need to know a thing about crypto or you don't need to know how to invest. Just go to copymycrypto.com/Josta. Link is in the show notes. All right. I think we're going to be back with Jack Koscheck, right? From Milwaukee Metal Fest?
Yeah. That is all next.
Right. Yeah, we'll be back then. And let us know, jostashow@gmail.com, you know, what movie you want us to watch next. But we're taking all suggestions. jostashow@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week or weekend or whatever day you're listening to this. We love you. We appreciate you. Drink your coffee. Do your push-ups. Listen to death metal. Bye-bye. Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zappagore Waikato, Niall Scholard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Ahrensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnorock, Patrick King.